Former Saints wide receiver and current Saints Hall of Famer Lance Moore joining us now. Lance, how are you?
Man, that just gave me goosebumps.
That's a special treat for you, man. You certainly earned those. Hey, so I saw your tweet. You're not a fan of these joint practices. Why?
Well, I mean, if you look at it, man, training camp is long enough as it is. You're talking 5.5 weeks. You're talking 4 preseason games. Obviously, there's been discussions in the past about cutting it down to 2. I mean, I think even cutting it down to 3 would be good. But you get guys that are already a little delirious. They're already sick of being in training camp. Then you throw them in.
Lance. Well, you don't even go 2 days anymore. Come on.
I understand that. I just think that it's very, very strange to preach player safety and then you're throwing guys in harm's way additional times. That just doesn't make sense. You can't have it both ways. You either are for player safety or you're like, you know, we're going to run these guys into the ground and do everything we can to beat them up throughout the year. I mean, it's. I guarantee you, if you did a poll on players, there would be a vast, vast, heavy majority that would say do away with joint practices. It's just, to me, you can get good work, sure, but you can get good work against your teammates that you do the whole rest of the year anyway.
But Lance, you never welcome going against other competition because you get tired of going against the same cornerbacks and you kind of measure yourself what you need to work on and where you're at? Because I know it definitely benefits the coaches. And I think when Coach Payton says
it's for the coaches. That's exactly what it's for. It's not
I agree
players.
With that.
It's for the coaches. It's 100% for the coaches. Guys don't make teams usually off of practice anyway. If a guy could go and kill the opposing team in practice and then be lay an egg in the preseason game and get cut. So it really doesn't have anything to do with anything. To me, it's really coach speak of you to say that you enjoy it. To me, it doesn't make any sense.
Well, but Lance,
appreciate his contrarian approach. I mean, there's not a lot of people saying this.
No, but Lance, look at like Coach Payton's approach.
But there's a lot of players. There's a lot of players that will be saying this, and a lot of them don't have the skins on the wall like an Aaron Rodgers or any of these other players that come out and say it's stupid. It's stupid. I wouldn't have said it when I was playing because I'd risk getting cut. But now that I'm not playing and I don't answer to anybody, it is stupid, and it will remain stupid. It's for the coaches. They enjoy doing this for whatever reason, but the players do not.
Well, but Lance, it's for the coaches, and ultimately it's for the fans because the coaches are trying to get the best players on the field. So when I see Coach Payton say you can essentially script out what you want to see and then who you want to see do it for your own team, and sometimes it's a little bit more difficult in the course of a game. Like you might say, okay, I want to see this particular running back in blitz pickup. Well, it might be a scenario in the game that never comes about. When you have these joint practices and you have coaches who are familiar with one another, like this is the 3rd season in a row we go with Anthony Lynn and the Chargers. And now listen, to me, if you have joint practice and you have a free-for-all, you have a fight and all that, then you're not accomplishing anything. But to me, if the coaches are on the same page and you could truly work on situations, that I think you could see the pros and the cons of a player that you might not have opportunity in the game, how it's going to unfold.
But what you're saying to me is that you can't do that with your own team. You can do the exact same thing as far as scripting a specific player in a certain situation with your own team.
But what if all of a sudden, because look, the Chargers, they got all pros in the secondary. What if all of a sudden you practice?
We're going to see in the game.
Okay, but what if you're practicing against them and you're just getting more reps? Because, let's say you're all pro safety. Well, what you're going to play, a series, you're going to get more reps in practice, and you're going to have opportunity to showcase your skills more. That's what I think.
Well, all I'm going to say is guys don't get paid off of practice.
No, I agree with that.
You got Bobby's attention there, Lance.
There's literally nothing that he can say that's going to get me to change my mind. There's nothing. I lived it. I practiced against 3 different teams when I was in the NFL. It's stupid. It's going to be stupid for as long as the CBA allows it, it's going to happen because coaches freaking love it.
But for whatever reason,
the players don't. The players don't love it.
But Lance, could you see maybe that less preseason games and you have more joint practices instead than less preseason games?
I don't think that would be a problem. But the problem is the NFL preaches player safety, and then they allow things like this to happen where the level of intensity is ratcheted up. So the possibility of somebody getting hurt goes way, way up, as opposed to being around your own teammates that are going to do a better job of taking care of one another. You still get the good work in. Now, obviously, they'd have to be willing to give back some of those preseason games for something like that to be okay. But as long as there's four preseason games, to me, that it shouldn't even be a discussion. Like, it's not good for the players.
Lance Moore, former Saints wide receiver, current Saints Hall of Famer. Lance, shifting gears to the Saints this year. Obviously, I'm sure you've seen and read a lot of the, now that you're not playing, on the national perspective, projecting a dive of Drew Brees and also a dive and dip in production for this team. Where do you stand on that notion?
I mean, a prediction doesn't mean anything to anybody. You know, like everybody, there's a reason why players are quiet when these type of things come out. The media will try to ask them questions about what so-and-so said about how they're going to be not as good this year or whatever it might be. You still got to go play the game. So until something like that actually happens, I'm not going to spend any time talking about it because it doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. I expect the same things that I've seen over the years. I expect the same things that I've seen through this preseason and offseason. You know, the guys are working hard. The guys are looking good. And until they're, you know, outseated or unseated as NFC South champions, then they will remain the favorites in my mind.
Lance, the way I look at it, though, if you're just practicing against your teammates, that you could be two seasoned veterans. You kind of have that buddy-buddy system. Like, okay, when you got Teron Armstead or you got Ryan Ramczyk and they going against Cam Jordan, whatever, you know, they could be going full speed, but it's not going to be like Ryan Ramczyk and he's going against Melvin or Armstead going against Melvin Ingram, and it kind of shows you where you're at, or Bosa. I just think the competition.
Aren't they going to be doing that in the game, though? Like I don't know.
Yeah,
understand.
But okay, but what if all of a sudden, okay, you get a handful of reps, let's say, in a game, so now you can get two handful of reps. Wouldn't that make you better to be the best? You got to practice against the best?
Oh, man. I mean, I will agree with you. If you get more reps against a high-level player, you can get better.
Yes.
But who's to say that Melvin Ingram isn't going to be in the game like, you know what, I just want to get out of this thing healthy? Because I know a lot of guys that have
right.
that approach in preseason games, so it's not exactly the same
and you know
it's going to be as a regular season game.
But, Lance, you know what can even happen? Now, none of those cats even play on Sunday, but they practice against each other, and then they go full speed come Thursday, Friday. Now, what we could see that meaning is the second preseason game. You know, that's kind of the way the teams go about things, that third preseason game, you playing maybe the first half or whatever. But I could see, like Melvin Ingram, okay, practicing against the best of the best, against the Saints, Thursday, Friday, don't even play in the game because they've seen enough.
Okay, but I mean, if they didn't practice against him and he still didn't play, why, like, it doesn't even matter. Like, it doesn't matter. You're talking about an all-pro player who's going to be ready once the season starts anyway. There's a lot of guys that don't practice very much in the preseason. There's a lot of guys that don't play at all during the preseason and show up for week one and they're ready to go.
Lance Moore, former Saints wide receiver, current Saints Hall of Famer. Lance, have you heard much about Emmanuel Butler in this training camp? Have you seen much of him?
I have not heard a whole lot other than him being injured for most of the time, but I saw him throughout the offseason. I was at both mini camps, the rookie mini camp and the team mini camp, and he was a guy that stood out to me. He's a guy that has shown that he can make plays. He can make plays with balls above his head. He's big and strong. I think one thing they want to see as far as his growth and development is him to be physical in the blocking game. To kind of impose his will on a lot of times guys who are going to be smaller than him in the secondary. I think that's going to be an important part of his job if he is able to secure one of these positions on the team. But I think it's a group of young guys that have been surprisingly good. I mean, we're not talking about first-round draft picks here. We're talking about Emmanuel Butler. We're talking Cyril Grayson. We're talking about the little returner. What is his name again?
Deontay Harris.
Deontay Harris. I mean, these guys have shown flashes. Obviously, Grayson and Deontay in the game last week and Emmanuel in practice throughout the offseason. It's just, I think at this point, they're going to have to show consistency. And for somebody like a Butler and a Grayson, they're going to have to show that they can contribute a little bit or somewhere on special teams to be one of those latter numbers in the receiving depth chart, obviously, after Michael Thomas and Ted Ginn. And we got to see Keith Kirkwood some more. I mean, this guy obviously made some great plays for us last year, and he showed that he belongs in this league. But if you can't be healthy, then you can't help us. So he's got to be able to get back out there on the field and remind not just, you know, the Saints fan and who that nation, but the coaches and the players alike that he's back and he's better than ever.
Okay, Lance, you look at Teron Armstead, Ryan Ramczyk, you look at the edge rushers for the Chargers, they're as good as it gets. But to me, a guy like Marcus Davenport, he can't get enough reps. So we need him to be ready to roll and live up to those expectations. So I think this would definitely benefit him to go against another tackle like the Chargers, not only in the game, but then all the reps you have leading up, because he needs to get it going and live up to those expectations.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, he's got to stay healthy. I mean, that is important. You know, he's a first round pick. There's high expectations, and I know that this defense will be a lot better if there's a consistent pass rush opposite of Cam Jordan. I mean, Cam can't do everything by himself. Teams are going to allot two and three guys at a time to kind of limit the damage that he's able to do. So if Marcus Davenport is getting singled on the backside, he's got to be able to make those plays. He's got to be able to – he doesn't even have to have a ton of sacks. He just has to be able to be disruptive,
right?
Shut down the run his way. Obviously, more reps for him will be great, but I just still think that you can get the best reps in live game action.
Lance Moore, former Saints wide receiver and current Saints Hall of Famer. Lance, appreciate the conversation, man. It was good stuff.
No problem. Still love you, Bobby.
Yeah, hey, well, Lance, we need you to negotiate. You sound like you could be a good negotiator for the players. CBA.
Absolutely. The players are going to need all the help that they can get, that's for sure.
Lance, thanks again, man.
No problem.